Jonathan, I was just about to ask you off mic. I figured I'd turn this thing on. Just about this whole minor league orientation thing and being here and being in the clubhouse. And what's it been like?
Oh, it's been unbelievable to actually come, you know, to the city of Toronto and to see the stadium and the clubhouse. And I've heard a lot of good things about it, and everything that they say is true. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
This clubhouse is kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely nice, and it's a little bit of an upgrade from when we get in the minor leagues.
Yeah, no question about that. And I guess they're kind of trying to, I don't know if it's demystify the experience for you, or at least kind of give you a look into what you might expect, which has got to make you feel great that they've tagged you as one of the guys that they want to show the big leagues to.
Absolutely. It's definitely an honor. And exactly, they're trying to get us in here and, you know, get us kind of acclimated to the surroundings, and so when we come here for the first time, hopefully we won't be as nervous or as anxious.
So are they kind of putting you through the paces too? Are you drilling? Are you doing baseball stuff? Or is it all kind of, this is where the buses are and this is what the reporters are like and that kind of stuff?
Well, they got they show us all around, and then plus we learn about how to communicate with the media, and we learn, you know, all sorts of mental and physical approaches to how to go about, you know, how to be a better big leaguer and how to stay, not only get to the big leagues, but stay there, which is the hardest part. So, they're teaching, and we're getting an opportunity to learn all this stuff.
With Jonathan Diaz here, and yeah, that's one of Alex Anthopoulos' favorite things to say is, 80% of the guys who get called up to the big leagues get optioned back out. It's a lot tougher to stay than it is just to get here.
Yeah, absolutely. You see it all the time. I mean, being in the minor leagues, I've been around tons of players who go up, come down, you know. So you get the opportunity, and you want to make the best of it, and you want to make sure you're prepared. So this is what the whole experience is about, to make sure you're ready and prepared and, you know what's going on.
As far as knowing what's going on, I mean, all you guys must keep an eye on what's going on with the big club and who's here and who's not. And the last couple of spring trainings, we've seen you play the middle infield, defensive specialist. People have compared you to John McDonald, who's not here anymore. So, you know, that kind of spot's available now on this team.
Well, yeah, you know, you can look at it that way and you can try and speculate all you want. But the matter of the fact is, you know, I'm here playing baseball and I got to take every day, you know, as it's a blessing, because I'm playing the game that I love. So I don't worry about, you know, what all the moves and stuff is going to happen. I let the front office handle it, and I just go about and handle my business.
Speaking of blessings, we found out in the middle of last season on Twitter that you and your wife were in a car accident, you and your fiance, wife now, right, because a couple of guys couldn't come on my playoff pregame shows because they were going to your wedding. So congratulations. And that got us all a little bit worried. So tell us about that and what the rehab was like and how long it took you to get back on the field.
Well, pretty much she came to visit me in Las Vegas, and the first day we went out to go grab dinner, and before you know it, we wake up in the hospital. So we were unconscious for 4 hours, and they ran us through all these tests and stuff. So pretty much what happened was I got a bad concussion, you know, and she had some other stuff happened. She had a concussion and some others, you know. But luckily, you know, we're all recuperated now and healthy, and, you know, we're blessed, and I thank God for, you know, being able to be here right now.
And you can't wait to get on the field in Dunedin and start attacking the baseball again.
Absolutely. You know, that's why we're here, play baseball and what we love to do.
Now, having spent time in Vegas and being in AAA, you're like a heartbeat away from the major leagues. You're here, which shows that you're even closer to the major leagues. Does that kind of change your thought process going into spring training at all?
Well, you know, the only real thing it does is, you know, it's kind of a good feeling to be here and to know that, you know, people know who you are and that you're appreciated. But, you know, it doesn't change the fact that you go out there and play the game, and you don't worry about the circumstances and everybody else, because at the end of the day, you're not the one making decisions, and you're the one that just needs to play.
And last thing is about Las Vegas and about the ball field there. We've heard things about, you know, how a slap hitter can be a 400 hitter because all you got to do is hit it on the ground and it's rocks and dirt and it's terrible. You're the shortstop with the hands. What was it like to play that infield there?
I can tell you it's a little more fun than other fields and interesting, but you know what? I mean, it's the same field for both teams, so you can't make any excuses, and it actually probably, in the long run, makes you better, a better player.
All right, Jonathan, thanks for this. Congratulations for being a part of this thing, and look forward to catching up with you in spring training.
Thank you very much.